Happy Reformation Day to everyone. Happy Reformation Day to everyone. Happy Reformation Day to everyone. Happy Reformation Day to everyone.
Beautiful harmonies, beautiful day.
Beautiful day, Reformation Day. Haben Sie eine Kartoffeln?
Oh, tell me what that means.
Do you have a potato in German?
Ah, very Reformed.
Ich liebe
very
dich.
Reformed.
Oh, I love you.
Oh,
yep.
Give me another one.
Mach die Augen zu und kuss mich.
Close your mouth and kiss me.
No, close your eyes and kiss me.
Close
open your mouth.
Ah, right.
But actually, if it is Reformation Day, we actually ought not to be speaking in another language. We ought to be speaking in our language. Because part of, one of the offshoots of the Reformation was that the Bible was accessible
in a whole bunch of different languages. We're going to talk really Aussie today.
Yeah, mate. So, yeah. If you're from New
Celebrate
Zealand,
the Aussie Bible.
You'll have to listen to the one from a couple of weeks ago, mate.
Yeah.
No, not quite like that, but there you go. Tell us about the Reformation. What is it? When was it?
Sure. What is it? When was it? Martin Luther, back in the day, what was the day he actually put the things
October
up?
October 31.
October, obviously, year?
No, 1517.
October 31, 1517, Martin Luther, he was a young monk in the Roman Catholic Church.
In Germany.
He came up with a bunch of things that he thought needed to be reformed, basically, in the church at the day. And he stuck it on the front of a door of a big church nearby.
And there were 95 of them.
95.
They're known as the 95 Theses.
That's right.
Not feces. Theses.
95 feces probably wouldn't fit on a door.
The poo chucker.
That's right. But he started a whole chain of events. So after him, many people came, and there'd been thinkers before him as well who had thought about this sort of stuff, thought about what was going on wrong with the church, and but then the whole offshoot of the Catholic people left the Catholic Church and started their own fellowships.
But interestingly, that wasn't Martin Luther's original intention.
No, if you read through the 95 Theses, they're changes, and they're big changes, but. You can, as you read through them, you get the feeling that he doesn't want to change from the church.
Yes, absolutely. He wanted to reform it.
Yeah.
But as a result, he was pretty much booted out. And, and that's how the Protestant church started.
Because it's the
they protest.
They protest about ants. So that means today, kids, if you're out trick-or-treating, don't go around knocking on people's doors and asking for lollies. Go around sticking big notes on their doors.
That's what we...
Dressed as a monk.
You put 95 gospel statements on the person's door.
That'd
That's
be fantastic.
Halloween, right? That's today as well.
Yeah.
Like, growing up, did you ever have people come to your house?
Yes.
How many?
Like, twice.
Both
times they were Jackson S. from Terrigal.
So you never had anyone regularly?
No.
At Wong, me growing up, at Wong, I was a redneck.
We speak good at Wong.
We don't. we get a few every year.
Yeah, right. Yeah, every year?
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, sorry. On the same day.
On the same October the 3rd.
Up here at Wong, we don't know the date, so we just go trick-or-treating anyway.
Reformation, Halloween.
Were you ever allowed to go trick or treat?
I don't think I ever wanted to. Not an Australian thing. I wrote a comment on my blog about that. It's Australians just don't do it.
But you had a couple every year.
Yeah, but not a whole street full.
Oh yeah, that's
like
true.
I don't like one or two people every year.
Yeah.
You get more people on Red Shield Appeal Day, and there's only supposed to be one on Red Shield Appeal Day, and they send like five.
Yeah.
Oh, someone already been. Oh, someone already been. And a Jehovah's Witness comes. Oh, someone already been. Oh. But one of the things...
With my red shield.
Boom.
Sorry, keep going.
One of the things that Martin Luther understood, and there's a great movie that was out 2003, 2004 called Luther.
My growth group's watching it tonight.
Is it that one or are you watching the old one?
We couldn't find the old one. Bummer. We tried to source it. Couldn't get it.
Yeah. It's a great movie, and I think it really helpfully depicts lots of the historical stuff that went on. But one of the things that Martin Luther, sort of discovered was he was a hardcore monk.
Yeah, okay? Hardcore. He used to do all kinds of hardcore stuff.
Yeah, like he pushed himself and he beat himself and and as far as good people, he pushed himself to be good. But one of the things he understood is that he couldn't be good enough.
Yeah,
that righteousness that that being right with God, being declared not guilty before God, just couldn't happen because of his sin. And he understood texts such as Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Basically, one of the big things he understood was like Romans and the gospel.
Yeah.
That you're saved by grace, not by works. And so lots of the stuff that was going on in the Catholic Church, like they had these, what were they called, the indulgences?
Indulgences. You could pay to get your family and friends out of purgatory, is that
the same thing? Yeah. It was corrupt. Like, yeah. It was just a dreadful state. But that was actually just a symptom of a bigger problem, that they'd lost the gospel of grace. Yeah. Give us a good definition of grace.
Grace is... When we accept Jesus, he gives us... Well, we're given salvation. We don't deserve it. Everything we can't ever do anything to earn grace. Grace is just... It's a free gift. I guess that's the problem with the way the Catholic Church was going was... they were trying to earn something that had already been given as a free gift. And that kind of defeats the purpose of grace.
Yeah, absolutely. So he understood that, and others, not just him, other key guys at the time, understood that salvation, being right with God, came about not by any works and stuff that I could do.
That's right.
But by God's grace, that is his kindness and the stuff that Jesus has done. Like, it's the difference between do and done. Religion is where you try to do stuff to be right with God, but Christianity and the Bible is not about what we do, but what Jesus has done in his death and resurrection for us.
A good verse for that would be Ephesians 2, verse 8, which says, "For God has saved us not by works," so not the stuff that we do doesn't save us, but by grace, so that no one can boast. Because if we could earn our way into heaven, then we could say, "Look how good I am," but we can't earn our way into heaven because we're all filthy, rotten sinners.
And we fall short.
Yeah.
Now, I'm really keen, and I think you are too, Daniel, to talk about the Reformation, to encourage our youth group, people at our church, our friends, to know about it. Why are some reasons you think it's important that we today understand the truths, what happened at the Reformation and what's gone on? Why ought we understand that part of history?
Yeah, because I think... firstly, I think the human heart is sinful. So as we take, since Christ has left earth and left his spirit here, there's constantly people try and change the gospel to suit whatever they feel is right, rather than what the Bible actually says. And you see that with the way the Roman Catholic Church ran with it. You can see it with all kinds of different things that are going on still today. And the reason why the Reformation is important is Martin Luther and others like him saw that what we should be doing is getting back to the Bible, reading what it's actually saying, reading about the gospel, and rather than all the twisted stuff.
So is it?
Sorry, go.
Is there a sense in which we ought to still be reforming?
Yeah.
Not that we change to the latest Fandango thing,
no.
But keep changing so that we're back in line with what the Bible
That's
is saying.
That's exactly right, And in fact, we should be... We should be wary of every new Fandango thing because we don't need anything new. We've got the Bible.
Yep. There's some really good stuff by Joshua Harris. I know there's lots of Joshua Harris fans out there. You've read his books. People listen to his sermons who listen to this podcast. Similar categories on The Potty with Dave. You should see how many hits his blog gets.
Really?
It's like, it's in the millions.
Like, but he posts like once every 3 weeks and he'll say one sentence.
And he writes lots of books and lots of girls read it and they go, I want to look at his blog.
But he's a good looking young little man.
Yeah, he's a short guy.
Bald,
I reckon I could beat him in a fight.
Yeah.
I reckon I could actually beat Kostya Zoo in a fight. Kostya, if you're listening, send us an email at cccyouth@gmail.com and we'll line up a fight. I'm twice his weight. He might be quick. I'll just sit on him. It'd be all
That's
over
how I always used to beat my brother in fights.
Sit on him. That's how it works. So check out some of Joshua Harris's stuff. He's got some great stuff about how we need to he calls it humble orthodoxy. Yeah. I won't go into explaining what that means right here and now. But check him out. Explains how we need to keep coming back to the Bible. It's not the latest Fandango.
Fandango.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
It's not the latest fancy ideas that we ought to be shaped by. But we need to keep going back to the Bible.
That's right.
I reckon one of the other exciting things about...
Bring in the old.
Bring in the old.
You know how there's that saying, get rid of the old, bring in the new?
Ah, nice.
We should bring back the old.
Bring back the old. But the tension is, we ought not to be singing Gregorian chants from 1,000 years ago. We ought not to be singing the Church Life Survey. What was it? The Tarzos.
Tarzi. Babs knew what it was.
Tarzo. Deo, Deo, Gloria.
Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, so I guess the tension is, what's the biblical stuff that's not negotiable? Yeah. What are the salvation issues? How we understand sin, how we understand God, how we understand how it is that sin is dealt with through the cross, how we understand salvation, how we understand all of those things, how we understand who's at the center of the universe. It's not us, it's God. And I think that's one of the great things that the Reformation teaches and Reformed theology teaches, is that it's not about you. It's not man-centered, it's actually God-centered.
Yep.
And we do well to keep being God-centered.
Huh. Is there anything else to say?
We should wrap up. We've got a Captain Byers some questions from Doug. We might do them later in the week.
Yep, that'd be good.
And this can just be our Reformation Day. Hey, I've got my German vest on.
Yeah.
I've got my last name, Mears.
Mears.
Yes, that is my last name.
Not Gordon. I've got German family. Oh, we've got trick-or-treaters coming.
Are they going to come in? No, they've got Coca-Cola. What are they? Like, he's ugly, that kid.
I don't know what he is.
Oh, he just threw the can. Is it in our house?
Get him. Let's get him.
He's packing poos. There you go. Trick-or-treaters.
He's doing 95 feces.
95 feces. That was a fantastic one.
All right.
If you've got any,
I just wiped your spit off your bowl.
That's all right, because you spat on me the other night. Okay. If you've got fan mail, send it to cccyouth@gmail.com. Check out our website, www.cccyouth.com. Go to the news section. There's a video up there from last Friday night from Youth Group.
Excellent.
And remember, this Friday night, it's Bring a Friend Night. The talks in particular. Dan, you'll be speaking.
Yep. Are you going to be speaking as well?
I will be.
My speaking is on.
Kids sometimes call it speeches. That's a really good speech. Have you ever had that?
Yeah. No, I haven't. Huh. I've always had talk. But it's not a talk, because that's the action. I'm talking. Anyway, I will be speaking on God and how he deserves our worship and how we have the tendency to worship everything else.
Good subject. I'll be speaking about Jesus. And how he is radical, and we're going to reflect on the cross and what makes him so amazing, the fact that he died on the cross, the fact that he would choose to go that way so that people like us could know him.
And are our talks going online regularly?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Okay.
Yeah. There's still a good backlog there.
There was talk and...
Yeah, keep recording.
Had objects.
Anyway, we should finish. Love your work out there. Send us email.
We said all that stuff.
Peace out.
Let's just go.
Auf Wiedersehen. That's German for see ya.
Bye.
No, it's for till we meet again. Bye-bye. Right. Hey, y'all.